أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين وبه نستعين. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما قال ومن ذريتي قال لا ينال عهد الظالمين. With Allah's help, inshaAllah ta'ala, and His great blessings that He had bestowed upon us. And I'm really thankful for that, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this chance to sit down and discuss His gleaming, enlightening words. And that is al-wahy al-ilahi, the living miracle, the living revelation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent to the heart of His great Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And we are discussing the chapter 224 of chapter 2. That is Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 124. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting for us the parameter of being an imam, the parameter of a person being in a school of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be graduated as the imam, the position of imam. In the beginning, now this is the third session. The first session we have discussed and said that if we have to understand the imam, we have to understand the hujjah, because the imam is the hujjah on the face of the earth. And if there was no hujjah, if there wasn't, لَسَاخَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِأَهْلِهَا, the earth would be destroyed, and whoever is on it, we all will be destroyed. Therefore, there must be that link. There must be someone that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would use him as a hujjah on the face of the earth. That hujjah, we went from that door to the imamah. And we said, what is the parameters of the imamah? And we have read this chapter. To understand the imamah, putting the light and shedding it on the birth of Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullahi alayh, and inshallah this will be the final. We said that to understand the imamah, we have to know first, what is imamah? To understand the birth of Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayh, we have to know what is imamah. And then we have to know who can be an imam. And third, who is Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayh, and does he fit the imamah and being the imam, being the potential. And then in general, we said that imamah is a position in which a person will apply. He said, I would like to be in that position. And he sees himself that potential. It's just like any other mundane position or degree on the face of the earth. If you see that you are capable, you have the potential to be, for instance, a PhD in certain field, you go to school, you pass the tests. Once you went to school and you passed the tests, then you will be given the degree of being a PhD in that field. Now, thinking that logically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put people at the tests in order to give them a position that is extremely holy, extremely sacred. And that sacred is called the imamah. Being the imam, his actions will be a model for the others to use and to live in that perfect sense. Perfect, again, saying in the sense of human being. Not Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his perfection is original. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is perfect by himself. We can be only perfect in our own small environment. For instance, 8 is perfect to be an 8. Yet it is lesser than 9. And it's more than a 7, and so forth. Every one of us is perfect in his position if he acts and he does what he's supposed to. So, going back, now, how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the verse that we have read, how did Ibrahim, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, became an imam? Ibrahim, may Allah's peace and blessings be, became an imam from this verse as we understand. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Ibrahim, put him through some hard courses. إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ And then we discussed what is kalimat. فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ Ibrahim, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he had completed them. He had accomplished them with an A. أَتَمَّهُنَّ He made the test and completed it perfectly. Great. سلام الله عليه. Although this part, it has another tafsir, as is written in some of the great scholars. He said, فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ Let me kind of quickly go through this. It said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to forgive Adam, our great grandfather Adam, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he gave him few words. And what were these words? These words, it said, Ya Rab, O Lord, أَسْأَلُكَ بِحَقِّ مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلِيٍ وَفَاطِمَةَ وَالْحَسَنِ وَالْحُسَيْنِ O Lord, I ask you, with the honor of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam Ali alayhi wa sallam, Fatima and Hassan and Hussein, and then Allah said, فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ In other words, he went and he continued by saying, and Imam Zainul Abideen, and Imam Muhammad al-Baqir, and Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, all the way to the Al-Qadim, Al-Qa'im, ajallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif, he read the rest of the Imams, فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ Once he finished them, then he became an Imam. قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا That is one tafsir, and the other tafsir is, which is written in Al-Qummi, is the tests that he had gone through. He had seen visions in his dream, yes, he dreams, he fulfilled them, and he passed the test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, now I am going to make you an imam. The beauty of it is here. Ibrahim, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, wanted to use that position for his offspring. Now, imam, what is an imam? An imam is that person that tolerates and great tests that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the person through, and he will finish them perfectly, have a good grade in them, such an A for instance, then he will become an imam. قَالَ وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي Lord, also from my offsprings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave us another parameter. What is the other parameter? قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِي الظَّالِمِينَ My covenant Imama is my position, is Allah's position. You know, brothers, sisters, may Allah bless you all, inshallah ta'ala. You know, someone may go to school and he probably has the potential of being a math teacher, or being a physician, or being a nurse, or being any other geography teacher. It doesn't matter. He could be a bad sinner. And at night and in the morning, he goes to school and he probably, can't teach even that course. Purity, virtuality, virtuous spirituality may not be the issue for the mundane-ish position with studying business, studying administration. These does not require the purity. But in the positions of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ultimate pure. He is the original pure for everything. Therefore, he will not accept the pollutions in his positions. And when I say imama, when I say nubuwa, when I say risala, when I say wilaya, these things are attachment to the pure Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will not accept, God forbid, pollutions per se, sinfulness in it, in them. So therefore, a person is supposed to be pure. قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدَ الظَّالِمِينَ. And it makes a perfect sense. When a person is a lesser degree, how can he claim the leadership for a person who is higher? Let me kind of put it in a today's sense. When a person is dumb, when a person is insane, how can he be the imam, the leader for the pious? When a person, God forbid, is ignorant about a certain issue, how can he be the leader, the imam, for the knowledgeable? When a person is a sinner, any form of a sin is ظلم. ظلم, قال لا ينال عهد الظالمين. ظلم means darkness, means oppressing to oneself, means taking the light out of your heart, becoming dark. That darkness will cause that form of deficiency. If it was in knowledge, if it was in foresight, seeing things, and doing anything, it is not as perfect as it's supposed to be. Therefore, it is a lesser, it is a deficient, it is not the higher degree. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that my covenant will not be taken by a zalimin. قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِيَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Now that we have explained all of the ayah, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما قال ومن ذريتي قال لا ينال عهد الظالمين. Now all of this verse, let's see. As we said a few days ago, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us to commemorate another birth. May Allah give you all life and health and strength, that next year you will also commemorate and celebrate the beauty of the birth of our grandmaster Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Now let's see that these parameters that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had set upon this great person Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi in the beginning. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى Ibrahim. Okay, وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ابْتَلَى made tests for Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi. And then, please, I would like to invite you to go and find a book, even summary book, of the life of Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi. And look and read. See that this person, did he pass the tests?
in his life, let's say in fear of death, was he fearful in dying? Then read his battles of Amr ibn Wud, the battle with Marhab, the battle of Uhud. See who was the leader, opening his chest for the wounds. Ya subhanallah. It said in one of the battles, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhim, and I think it was the battle of Uhud, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhim had 70 different cuts and an arrow in his thigh. They were all in the front, none in the back. This is the bravery of Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhim. Look at another point, the point of knowledge. Subhanallah, did anyone find Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi? And once again, take it as a challenge upon yourself. I would like to invite you and go and read. See if Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi was ignorant about a certain issue. Yeah, subhanallah. Read the peak of eloquence, Nahj al-Balagha. Subhanallah, many beautiful statements. It is written in one of the books that someone came and they said, would there be a chance for a person to read or give a speech without dots, nuqta? You know, in Arabic, many letters had dot, like kha, for instance. There is like ha and a dot on top of it. Noon, for instance, there is a dot and a jim, for instance. And Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi stood up and gave a speech without the letters that had dots in it. Can you imagine the limitation? This is the knowledge of Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi. And another time they gave him another test and he stood up, he gave a speech without alif. Can someone give a speech without alif? Subhanallah, and these speeches are there. Someone can read the history and find out. Now, this is another dimension, bravery. Knowledge. Generosity. Yeah, subhanallah. Just look. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Amir al-Mu'mineen in being generous. How many times he worked so hard on a piece of land and he made it up, he fixed it, and then he sold it. His lap was filled with the money that was given to him. By the time he reached home, there was nothing in his lap. All of his money was given away. One day, quick story I would like to tell you about Amir al-Mu'mineen, our master, salamullahi alayh. One day, as Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullahi alayh, got out of the house going to the masjid, a man came and said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, I am poor, I need money. He looked at Imam al-Hasan, and he said, Son, Ya Imam al-Hasan, Ya Aba Muhammad, in the house, there is about 8 dirhams. Go bring it. And it seems like somehow he was told that these 8 dirhams is the only money that we have. He said a person is not mutawakkil. Tawakkul, dependency upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unless if he trusts what's in the hands of Allah more than he trusts what's in the hands of his own self. SubhanAllah. Can you imagine such a generosity? So this is in being generous. In the world of asceticism, being ascetic. Yes, SubhanAllah. I mean, look at the life of Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi. He could become rich, whether in regular lifetime or when he was a khalifa. But ya subhanallah, he died and there was nothing that left. whether in his treasury, in his house, or anywhere else. As far as self-control, read his life. It said that most all of his time, he did not eat more than 3 bites. SubhanAllah. And then when he was eating, he was putting his hand on his stomach, saying, Tu'asan, bad is for the person that would let his stomach push him to the hellfire. Yes, SubhanAllah. A man with such a control. Now you tell me, who do you know in your lifetime, including me, that is, that when he hits the food, he does not forget and starts eating and eating and eating until he's really full. He never was full. Salamullahi alayka ya Amir al-Mu'minin. In his worship. In his worship. Just read his life. How he was standing and praying during the night until the morning. You know, SubhanAllah, and many, many other dimensions of life, kindness, SubhanAllah, which king can even imagine being so brave, being so control of the whole Muslim nation. He goes in the middle of the night and he sees little children, and they are orphans. And he plays with them. He puts them on his back. He walks with them. And he plays with them. Then he falls on the ground. And the kids play that he fell down. Yes, SubhanAllah. Please. These are invitations. Go compare. Just compare the life of Amir al-Mu'mineen. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Ibrahim. These are tests for Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullahi alayhi, and see that you will find that he did not pass these tests. This is the one side. The other side, قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ عَبْدِيَ الظَّالِمِينَ He said that my covenant will not be given to the one that is sinful, that is harmful to himself in one way or another. And once again, go ahead and read the life of Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi. See if he had committed a sin in his life, any form of a God forbidden sin. The sinfulness is the one that will not let a person be applicable for a position, by all means. So this means that Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayh really truly fulfilled the word ma'asoom al-isma, and he had reached that degree. Then he passed all the tests and he became an imam. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he had appointed him. قال من كنت مولاه فهذا علي مولاه. In غدير خم, he was the only one capable of holding the imam, the khilafat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. After Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, the nubuwa was chosen by Allah. And it needs the imamah to be chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no one that can understand all of his creatures and know who is the best but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me kind of ask you a quick question. You may go to a center, a mosque, a masjid, you see people are praying, people are donating money generously. But can you read their mind? Whether they are donating this money for the sake of people, look, I am generous. People, look, I am giving money. Look at me, I'm good. Or no, truly for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why, when he was chosen, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he gave us a parameter that is like a scale to everything else. A scale to the truth. If you remember, I said you can, if you would like to know what is the temperature, you have to turn to a scale called thermometer, and then you know what is the temperature. If you would like to know the weight of something, you have to go to the weighing scale, and you know exactly what that weighing scale is. What is the scale to the truth, al-haq? It is from this hadith. مَنْ كُنْتُ مَوْلَاهُ فَهَذَا عَلِيٌّ مَوْلَاهُ اللَّهُمَّ وَالِ مَنْ وَالَاهُ وَعَادِ مَنْ عَادَاهُ وَانْصُرْ مَنْ نَصَرَهُ وَاخْذُلْ مَنْ خَذَلَهُ وَأَدِرِ الْحَقَّ مَعَهُ أَيْنَمَا دَارُ. Ali salamu Allahi alayhi is the one that the truth will revolve around him. وَأَدِرِ الْحَقَّ مَعَهُ. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he said, whoever I am his master, Ali salamullahi alayhi is his master. Then he made a dua, Lord, make victorious the one that makes him victorious. Make loser is the one that does not support Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi through the hadith. And then he said, wa adiril haq. And then let the truth go around him wherever he goes, wherever he turns, let the truth go around him. This is the person that we choose as our master after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. You see, as the followers of Amir al-Mu'mineen, as he has very high expectations, he taught us to have a very high expectations. Each one of us in our lifetime, we have a model. We have a leader. Just look in your life. Who is that leader? Is that leader of yours in your lifetime? And again, I'm not trying to put anyone down. But is your leader is Napoleon? Is your leader is Hitler? Is your leader is Mao Zedong? Is your leader is Yazid? Is the leader is Muawiyah? Is who is your leader? And then sit down and study his life. We as Shias, we say our leader must be the one who passes all the godly tests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He not only proves to be the peak in all aspects of life, but also he maintains it by not sinning, by not falling into the trap of shaitan. Ya Allah, this is the parameter of the Shia. This is the scale. Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullahi alayhi, after Rasulullah, is the scale to the truth. No matter where he is, it is the truth. He is the truth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength to be on the path of Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullahi alayhi, as Rasulullah, salamullahi alayhi wa alayhi, had appointed him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala get us closer to the words, to the gleaming words of Al-Wahy al-Ilahi, the Holy Quran, the miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us closer to Him. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi.